This woman, who asked that we not use her name, was sentenced to 5 years in prison for embezzlement. Part of that time was spent at the women's prison in Fluvanna County, where she says medical care was terrible.
I know a young woman came in with multiple problems, and she walked with a limp. Well, they sent her off to UVA. When she came back from her hip replacement, she could no longer walk, and she's bound to a wheelchair now. They gave her absolutely no therapy, no physical therapy.
She herself was taking medication for a thyroid problem and says there was always a lag between the time she ran out of pills and the time a new supply arrived.
I almost made a calendar when my thyroid medicine ran out and how long I had to wait, and I figured they saved money.
Saving money may be an important goal for the nurses and doctors at Fluvanna and six other prisons in Virginia. They're employed by a for-profit contractor called Armor Correctional Health Services. Joanne King is a registered nurse who spent 3 years working for the Department of Corrections in Augusta County. When the men at her prison had serious problems, they were sent out to the hospital. But she says that may not happen at prisons that contract for medical services.
I know I interviewed at a prison that was contract, and they had seven nurses on. I said, why are so many nurses during the day? She said, well, we try not to send that to inmates.
And our anonymous inmate says prison nurses sometimes misdiagnose serious conditions.
I have one friend had stomach problems, and they never would take her to UVA. They would just take Pepcid or, you know. And after 2 years, they found out that she had colon cancer.
Stories of this kind led the Legal Aid Justice Center in Charlottesville to file suit against Fluvanna and Armor on behalf of five inmates with complaints. Abigail Turner is an attorney with the center.
The medical intakes are inadequate. People don't get referred to specialists outside of the institution. They have inexperienced nurses or LPNs doing the sick call, and the sick call is a very important step in getting to see a doctor.
As a result, Legal Aid Justice Center attorney Brenda Castanera says patients suffer unnecessarily.
They've experienced problems getting seen, getting taken seriously, getting treatments, getting follow-up to their treatments. It's been everything from ingrown toenails to cancer that's gone untreated.
Turner says a dozen women may have died over the last 15 months at Fluvanna from medical conditions that were not properly treated. Joanne King thinks the situation may not be as bad at prisons that employ nurses and doctors directly, but she says her clinic was often understaffed by nurses with no training in how to care for inmates who could be violent or determined to get certain drugs. King has talked with state lawmakers and the Virginia Board of Nursing about creating a curriculum for medical care behind bars. So far, she says, her suggestions have been ignored.
Don't believe me. Go out there and observe. Don't sit your behind in Richmond. That's what we got. We got a disconnect.
Whatever the outcome of the lawsuit against Fluvanna and the complaints from Nurse Joanne King, it seems likely this subject won't go away. Virginia has about 32,000 men and women in prison, many of them ineligible for parole, and all of them getting older and more likely to suffer from chronic medical conditions. I'm Sandy Houseman.